First today, if you grow 100 acres of wheat, how do you make sure you get the best price when you come to sell? In days gone by, farmers would take the grain themselves to market, but now it's all done online, and farmers will often sell their harvest forward and agree a price and contract even before they've got the grain in. Well, sometimes they'll use a merchant to do this, but with the internet, many more are trading grain for themselves. A new initiative from independent advisers, CRM Agri Commodities, aims to train farmers to trade like a trader. Emily Hughes went to join some farmers on a grain site course to learn all about forward contracts, futures contracts and price risk management.
So like 18th century, it was all done in the market, you know, like where you're based. Two men on the corn exchange, they were there, they were shaking hands, they were discussing the price, and then that evolved into people sat around at computer screens and trading hundreds of millions of pounds worth of commodities at the click of a button.
This morning, James Bolesworth's teaching a group of farmers from across the country. The idea came from the farmers themselves.
A group of farmers approached us and said, we want to understand more about what's happening in the market. We want an independent source of information, and we want to know what we need to do in order to manage risk more effectively on our farms. So we formed CRM Agri in order to help them do that. And GrainSight incorporates all of the advice, as well as giving them insight into how markets work through educational courses, teaching them how Brexit is impacting grain prices, which is having a huge effect at the moment, or how politics within Russia or between the US and China is having such a huge impact on not just global prices, but here today in the UK.
How is what you're doing different from existing services?
So the most important thing which we do, which farmers value the most, we're told, is that we're fully independent from the market.
Time for a well-earned break. Tell me your name, please, and where you've come from to be here today.
My name's Ian Higgins, and I've come from Hampshire today, near Basingstoke.
And, I mean, obviously it costs money to come on a course like this. Do you feel it's worth it?
I think it will be worth it, because actually if I can sell my grain slightly better or market my grain slightly better by just a few pounds a tonne, it's more than paid for itself.
James, is there a potential of farmers exposing themselves to too much risk if they're making decisions like this on their own?
The whole idea of grain marketing and learning to trade like a trader does is to manage risk. So it's about protecting downside and building sustainable business for the future, which doesn't wake up, you know, the farmer doesn't wake up with sleepless nights worrying about what the price is going to do from one day to the next. They have enough to worry about, you know, just hoping they'll get the best yields year to year.
That report from Emily Hughes.